What's up, everybody? Thanks for finding us again as we are ready to kick off yet another week in the NFL. And of course, we are fixated on all things Yahoo single game showdown here for this particular show. This is the Yahoo NFL Thursday night preview show. Adam Kaufman, Greg Ehrenberg joining here, and he is back in his home as opposed to his other home. He is a man of many homes. You know, we should all be doing so well as Greg does here at Osmo.
It's actually, I have a house and my parents have a house and I was staying at their house for a little bit, but
don't ruin the mystique of what we've got going on here, Greg.
My parents aren't homeless. That's the barometer for success these days. And yeah,
Ehrenberg in his vacation home. Now you're back here in this one, which of course you're still decorating, but you have a panel on the light switch behind you. So all things are good.
Yep. So we've got the panel light switch. The light switch also turns the lights on and off, which it did not always do. That's a new feature. We've got some big things happening.
We thank everyone for joining us. The off-air show was fixated as I don't know why I'm using that word so much already, was focused. How about that? Focused on how old you were when you got your first cell phone. So please weigh in the chat. Let us know. We got a big game to get to here, Greg. At least I hope so. Anyway, Tampa Bay, you know, looking for another victory, trying to put, one singular loss on the season, obviously, behind them a couple weeks back. And last week really exploded a very lopsided game. Philadelphia just trying to kind of hang on right now. A narrow victory over a Carolina team that was missing Christian McCaffrey. So both teams looking to keep a little bit of momentum going. We'll get to this game, obviously. Eagles, I should mention, have not won a game yet at home. The Bucs are heavily favored by a touchdown. First, though, I want to tell you about our good friends at Yahoo, who, of course, make this show possible. So let's tell you a little bit about what you need to know and how you can take advantage of what is being offered to you as well. So, of course, we have partnered with Yahoo NFL Fantasy here to bring you some great offers, all of which you can find in the links and in the description of this video below. First, of course, exclusive limited time offer gets you one free month of Osmo Plus Platinum. Just goes to show you should have acted earlier when you had two free months available to you. See, we harp on these things for a reason. Get you to act and act quickly. One free month of Osmo Plus Platinum. To qualify, you need to be new to Yahoo. That's the big thing here. Sign up for an account via the link below. Deposit and play. It's just that simple. Yahoo will send us your name after you play in your first paid contest. We will reach out via email with your coupon if you need immediate access because you want to play today. Understandable. Just email support@osmo.com. We'll get you all set up. So just to emphasize once again, this offer is for new Yahoo users only. You can also claim a free $10, which can be used to enter any Yahoo contest, including our Osmo special for NFL Week 6, which is awarding $10,000 and a year of Osmo Plus Platinum to first place. Again, that is 10 grand and a year of Osmo Plus Platinum if you finish number one. There are less than 2,000 spots available. Hurry up, enter now. Make sure you use our DFS tools and projections designed specifically for Yahoo to give you the best shot at winning big. It's what I did to look up a whole bunch of my numbers here for this show, Greg. So we're going to dive into those pretty soon here. Should be a fun game, I hope, anyway.
Yeah, by the way, we're going to have to contact the marketing team, make sure they make that ad read longer. I don't think there's enough text in there. I think because we have to talk about football. If we make that thing go a little bit longer, then that'll kill the entire show. We've got, it takes like 4 minutes to do that ad read. We've got a big chunk.
I'll tell you what, man,
gone.
This is a 30-minute show. If that ad read were 25 minutes, I'd read it, all of it. I wouldn't skip a word. In fact, I'd add some along the way.
More or less, we just did. That's pretty much the length of that ad read.
Yeah, pretty much. So what are your overall, before we go position by position, as we always do, and we thank our producer, Jordan, for at least attempting to keep us on track, but, you know, he's only human. There's only so much that we, you know, can be expected to rein us in, short of him turning on his mic and just screaming at us. We will go position by position, but Greg, do tell me your overall expectations for this game. Is this going to be as big a blowout as most people seem to expect?
I think it helps that the Eagles are at home and we have Tampa Bay playing on the road. Another thing that helps too is there's so much variance, the Thursday night games where so much stuff happens that just overall unexpected. And we see wonky results in a lot of these games when teams, they play on Sunday, they get a day of travel, they get, you know, like maybe a day of rest, 1 or 2 days of preparation, then all of a sudden they're playing on Thursday night. So that's led to a lot of results in games that are maybe a little bit different than what we might think it is on paper. But that aside, it's not like the spread for this game is 12 points or anything like that. We've got the Eagles at home, so the Tampa Buccaneers are favored by 7 points. So all that considered, if Tampa Bay covers the spread, wins by 10, not necessarily a blowout. So I think it should be, you know, at least somewhat competitive.
Any concerns as we make the move to the quarterback position about Tom Brady's thumb? It feels like a ridiculous question. NFC Offensive Player of the Week, the guy passed for north of 400 yards last time out, 5 touchdowns, no interceptions, a line unlike any other he had put up in his career, and the man is 44 years old. Father Time ain't got nothing on him, but short turnaround this week. It's a Thursday night game, obviously. He doesn't seem overly concerned about him, listening to him in the media this week, but you know, it's not unlike him to downplay these types of things anyway. So what do we expect?
I expect that he is going to look fine, because it's the other thing to consider too. It's the NFL. It's football. Tom Brady is not the only player who's dealing with some sort of injury in this game. In fact, the majority of players in this game at this point in the season, even though we're only, you know, a few games in, are probably dealing with injuries at this point. Players are not 100% as the season rolls along. And as long as Tom Brady says it's not going to be an issue, who am I to say, no, Tom Brady, you're wrong. You actually can't throw the football this week. So I'm not considering it at all. Maybe if it is an issue, it'll seem obvious after the fact. Be like, hey, look, Tom Brady sucked. It's because of the thumb. But I can't really put too much stock into that.
Brady on the year, of course, has passed for about 1,800 yards at this point, the 15 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. As we know, obviously, Tampa, the top passing offense. Philadelphia is 3rd against the pass. It's an interesting game when you talk about the passing game and the rushing game, both sides for that matter. But again, just staying with Tampa Bay, you got a loaded passing attack. It's not just Brady. It's all those weapons. The only guy he's missing is Rob Gronkowski, who, not to downplay that, he's been very good, we know, but Godwin and Evans and, you know, whichever tight end ends up obviously stepping up, Antonio Brown, you know, Leonard Fournette, the passing game as well. There are a lot of different guys that Brady can lean on, as he has all year long. The distribution has been, you know, fairly even. There isn't that clear cut number one. It really is those top two guys of Evans and Godwin. And then obviously Brown is known to steal the show as well. But when you have Philadelphia on the other side with a very good pass defense, is that going to change the approach? For instance, you know, does Brady become a less interesting play, not only because of obviously the thumb, but the fact that, all right, well, you got a pretty good pass defense there. Your rush defense is abysmal. We have Leonard Fournette. He should own this game. Does it become more of a rushing attack?
Probably not. And I think we also have to look at the overall way that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have attacked teams this year. And it's led to a lot of fantasy points for Tom Brady this year. And in terms of pass attempts, Brady's pass attempts per game this year, 50, 36, 55, 43, 41. He scored at least 28 Yahoo fantasy points in all those games, except for one. The only one he didn't was against your New England Patriots, but a little bit of an asterisk there because the weather was terrible and the quarterbacks were having trouble gripping the balls, wideouts and tight ends were having trouble catching the balls, but still the pass attempts and the volume was there for Brady. And we've seen this team, number one, play at a fast pace, number two, really air the ball out. So I don't really have any concerns like that. I think it's going to be the same sort of thing where you look for Tampa Bay to throw the ball a whole bunch. And even if you look at last week in a game where you mentioned, you know, what happens if this game's a blowout? Well, last week against the Miami Dolphins, the Buccaneers ended up winning that game 45-17. Tom Brady threw the ball 41 times for 411 yards and 5 touchdowns. If he got over 40 pass attempts in a game that they won by 28 points, I'm not going to be too concerned about this game being such a blowout that he's not going to be able to throw the ball much.
You can find Yahoo Projections on the Osmo website, obviously, if you got that Osmo Plus Platinum subscription. Tom Brady is projected for about 23 fantasy points on Yahoo tonight. He's expensive, as you would expect. He's $40. Jalen Hurts on the other side, who rushed for a pair of scores last time out against the Panthers, he is projected for an even better night, 25.1. And he's even cheaper. He's $36. Just to look at some of the things to consider, of course, that Tampa Bay secondary in particular is so banged up. It's just a litany of injuries week after week, seems to be getting worse and worse. So this group right here, you know, look at Tampa Bay has allowed the most passing yards, does rank 4th in completion percentage and passing touchdowns. And as we know, a very good rush defense as well. This passing attack for Philadelphia, this is the big thing everyone makes a huge deal out of coming into this game, Greg, is, and every game for that matter, as it relates to the Birds, is that the Eagles, they're not too interested in running the ball. I know what I just said about Hurts and the rushing touchdowns last week, but, you know, Miles Sanders has 48 carries this season. Hurts is the team's leading rusher. So, you know, he seems like an automatic play to me. Obviously, you know, the balancing out the price, the projection, all that, you know, whether you want to put him in the superstar spot, we'll get to a little bit later on. I think you have to roster Jalen Hurts tonight, but do you expect him to outperform Brady given what he's got on the other side?
So, I mean, Hurts versus Brady, who I think scores more fantasy points on average, I would still probably say Tom Brady, but the upside for Jalen Hurts is really significant. And even in games where, you know, we've seen get questioned on Twitter, should Jalen Hurts be the starting quarterback? Is Jalen Hurts' job in jeopardy? Sometimes what happens in real life doesn't really equal what's happening in fantasy football. And Jalen Hurts this year scored over 20 fantasy points in every single game so far this year for the Eagles. Now, his ceiling isn't as high as Brady's because we have not seen Jalen Hurts top 30 fantasy points, even though he's been really consistent. Whereas we've seen Brady, like I said before, he's been between 28 and 37 in four of his five games this year. Jalen Hurts has topped out at 28 fantasy points this year. So I do look at Tom Brady as being the higher upside option, maybe a little bit safer also just because the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are the better team here. But Jalen Hurts, because of his ability to throw the ball and because of his ability to run the ball and that he's the Eagles have been willing to let him throw the ball as much as he has, 37, 48, 39, 23, 35 pass attempts in the five games this year, Jalen Hurts has been a tremendous fantasy quarterback. So this is another one of these games where I think it's very high priority to try to get Tom Brady and Jalen Hurts into our lineups.
You start shouting out all those numbers. I thought you were going to yell hut, hut, hike, or, you know, call an audible.
Omaha.
Yeah, any of those. Could have been anything right there. I mean, the Patriots even have a play called, I think, called Superman. You know, it's Cam Newton not there anymore, but just, I don't know, hearing Mac Jones scream Superman's a thing. All right, so 71% of plays for the Eagles offense have been pass plays, just to, again, highlight how dominant the lack of balance anyway has been. You can debate, as Greg just noted, how much you like Jalen Hurts just as a player and whether he should start and on and on and on. But, you know, clearly he is, you know, he has been that guy. He is that guy in this offense. He's that guy. He's a guy you want to roster tonight as far as I'm concerned. We'll talk, you know, a little bit more about these QBs a little bit later on. If you have any questions, by all means, get them in the YouTube chat. And we're here for you. We can talk about those guys and whatever else. But, you know, I alluded to the rushing attack before. So let's talk a little bit more about that. Leonard Fournette, 251 rushing yards. Not a huge number by any stretch through a handful of games. Touchdown. He does have another 170 almost in the air as well. So as we know, with 400 all-purpose yards plus, he is a guy that is, you know, should be a fixture in this game. Also, as mentioned earlier, the Eagles have such an abysmal rush defense, 30th against the run this year. Is he another guy that you feel like you need to lock in?
I mean, lock in isn't the right word because there's nobody I look at in this, especially for one game showdowns. It's like, oh my God, I need to have this guy. He's such a tremendous value player. He's, you know, just a lock, especially in terms of football. There's a lot of variance. But in terms of somebody who I want to have a lot of exposure to and is high priority play, yes, Leonard Fournette for sure. Actually, looking through the build I have right now, there's no skill position player I have more exposure to than Leonard Fournette. My two most rostered players overall are Jalen Hurts and Tom Brady, but we've got right now in my lineups, Leonard Fournette coming in third, and he's in more than half my lineups. And even though I said before that we have seen the Tampa Bay Buccaneers throw the ball a ton, there's still been a willingness in games that they're ahead to give Fournette the ball. And we saw last week, he only ended up carrying the ball 12 times. However, he was targeted 5 times in the passing game. Also, he hardly played in the fourth quarter of that game because it was 45-17. If we go back to that game against the Patriots, where it was a favorable game script for running the ball at times, and Leonard Fournette was in a game that was a little more competitive, he carried the ball 20 times that game, and he got targeted 5 times. So I still think somewhere in the neighborhood of 20-plus touches for Leonard Fournette is what we should be expecting here. And then you also consider salary at $19. That's really favorable. So I think Leonard Fournette is certainly amongst all the running backs is the preferred option. But even we consider all the passing, all the receivers, tight ends that are viable in this game, Fournette is still the highest priority of all the skill position players for me.
Fournette projected for 13 points. Wouldn't be at all surprised if he does even better than that. He's sub $20. 19 is where he's coming in. Miles Sanders is cheaper, $15. He is projected for only about 11 points, which is not a far cry from obviously where Fournette is. Surprises me a little bit considering one, Sanders, as I said earlier, is not getting the ball a ton with respect to what they're doing in that offense. Yes, he gets some passing targets and, you know, he has almost 400 all-purpose yards. You could look at it statistically and say, Greg, all right, he's not that far off from where Fournette has been so far this year, except 48 total carries, a quarterback who, as you said, likes to and has the ability to run. And in this case, the exact opposite of what we were just talking about with Fournette, Sanders is facing the top rushing defense in the NFL. He's a guy I'm fading tonight.
And it's not a good game script for him either, because we've seen Kenneth Gainwell play in a lot of those passing kind of situations. Yeah. So last week was a game that the Eagles actually ended up winning. It was a narrow game, like you said, against the Panthers. And maybe I guess we should have expected there to be a little bit more targets going to Kenneth Gainwell since the Eagles were trailing in the second half of that game. But I like to look back to the game 2 weeks ago against the Kansas City Chiefs, where they ended up losing 30-42. Very heavy pass attack for the Eagles in the second half of that game. And Gainwell was targeted 8 times, ended up catching 6 of them for 58 yards. I kind of think this game sets up a little bit better for a Kenneth Gainwell game than it does for a Miles Sanders game. You know, both of them are pretty inexpensive, $14 for Gainwell, $15 for Sanders. I have a slight lean towards Gainwell, and he's a player that I have more exposure to in my lineups right now. I think just because Sanders is so cheap, I wouldn't write him off entirely, because, I mean, the other players that are priced around me, Giovanni Bernard is $16. Ronald Jones is $14. I like Sanders more than those guys. But if I'm the rank the running backs here, Fournette's the highest priority, Kenneth Gainwell second, and then Sanders third. Bernard, Ronald Jones, neither one of them are really serious considerations.
Folks, want to remind you, of course, that our Osmo Plus NFL Express Weekly Pass, it's available to you. It's not even $4 a week. $3.95, that is it. I guarantee you use it, it's going to win you money. I'm not saying it's going to win you a million or even thousands upon thousands. It might, but $4 a week, I feel pretty confident it'll win you that. Heck, just play smaller cash games against your friends and you'll make that $4 back in a heartbeat. Not worried about it at all. You can introduce yourself to Osmo Plus NFL, included access, of course, to NFL DFS player and ownership projections, our expert Slack channel, everything that we have to offer for showdown single game contests, not unlike the one that we're just talking about right now. And it's not just Yahoo. It's, you know, all the different platforms that you can play as well. So by all means, encourage that you get after it, and want to remind you while you're listening and watching, hit the like, hit the subscribe button here on the Osmo YouTube channel. We appreciate you, and thank you for being involved. We see a lot of activity in the chat. You guys are great. Steven imploring you to hit the like, and we appreciate you, Steven. Also, Carlos said he got a pager when he was 13. Pagers, that's a thing of the past, Greg.
I never had a pager. That was before my time. Never had a beeper and pager. That was the same thing, correct?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
And just beeper, pager, pilot. No, I never had that. I did have, you know, I got a flip phone when I was in high school because I first started driving a car, and it was like, hey, I might get lost, or I don't know what my mom thought was going to happen to me, but I needed a cell phone for that. But yeah, other than that, I didn't grow up with cell phones. That wasn't a thing.
No, and I'm even older than you, my friend. All right, let's go to the receivers now. Take a look at what's kind of a three-headed monster here for Tampa. All these guys north of 300 receiving yards. You got a couple that have right around 30 catches on the year, and Chris Godwin and Mike Evans. Antonio Brown, you know, lags ever so slightly behind them. They've all obviously found the end zone a fair number of times this year. Taking a look at it, Godwin, couple of touchdowns. Brown has 3. Evans has 4. What's interesting about this one, though, Greg, is that these guys are all projected and also cost very similar amounts here. Godwin at 13 projected points, he's $23. Evans, 13 projected points, he's $24. Brown, 12 projected points, he's $21. It's kind of a dart throw. The question is, you know, how do you decide? I mean, who do you roster here out of that trio, if anyone?
I wish I knew. I'll be honest with it. It's hard to know. It's not a real kind of situation where it's any given week, like, oh, it's Chris Godwin, it's Mike Evans, it's Antonio Brown. The one thing that is nice about this is at least we do have Gronk out of the picture, so that's one less target for Brady to throw to. It was really nice a couple weeks ago also when Antonio Brown was out, and that also kind of narrowed down the targets. But, you know, when all of these guys are active, they're all such good players, and it's hard to know. We see this all the time where, you know, Mike Evans, for instance, he's the most expensive of these players, and week one, I don't remember exactly what it was. I think he might have been the most popular of all of the of all of the receivers on Yahoo for that week one game against the Cowboys. And Mike Evans in that game, he only got targeted 6 times. He had 3 catches for 24 yards. And then last week, he ends up being targeted 8 times, 6 catches, 113 yards, scores twice. It is really hard to know on any given slate who is going to be the number one option for Brady in that individual game. So here's how I think we should be approaching this. just split exposure. I think that if you're playing a whole bunch of lineups, I would play about equal amounts of Evans, Godwin, and Brown. I don't think this is where we want to make or break our lineups. It should be made elsewhere, unless there's something that comes out where it's, you know, we find out like maybe later today, hey, Mike Evans is going to be really, really popular play. If that's the case, I think there's a lot of variance in these wideouts. Then I would say, all right, I want to prioritize Chris Godwin and Antonio Brown just based on that. But all things being equal, I kind of want to split exposure to these guys, and I'll have my lineups be made or broken elsewhere.
On the other side, you have, it's less competitive. I mean, it's pretty clear cut who the top target, the favorite target for Jalen Hurts is among the wideouts, at least, if not overall. And obviously that's the rookie Devontae Smith, who's been very good. He's projected for a dozen points. He's $19. Second to him, you have Quez Watkins, who comes in nine projected points. He's $14, pretty close to the minimum right there. Again, it's, I would think, there's less of a debate if you're going to roster a receiver, you know, not a pass catcher in general. It's kind of a tease for what we'll get to with the tight ends, but a receiver specifically, obviously it's Smith. You don't have that same debate that you have on the Tampa side. I'm not entirely sure you need any of them. What's interesting about the optimal, you know, just running the projections, you know, in Fantasy Cruncher for the optimal lineup, there are no receivers in it right now.
Yeah, actually, if I had to roster one receiver, you ask me who am I most confident as a wide receiver in this game, it's Devontae Smith for me. The reason being is that he just doesn't have nearly as many people to compete with for targets as there is on the Tampa Bay side. Also, we were talking about Jalen Hurts before, how on paper this sets up to be such a favorable game script for the Eagles to have to throw the football. And Devontae Smith has kind of been establishing himself as the number one option for Philadelphia. And then you also have to consider that we don't have Dallas Goedert in the picture. Dallas Goedert's out, and he's been a favorite target of Jalen Hurts at this point. So now we've got Devontae Smith, who not only has looked as good as anybody could have possibly expected him to look so far in his rookie season, but his overall role in the offense has started to trend up as we've gone along. So the first few weeks of the season, we saw 8 targets, 7 targets, 6 targets for Devontae Smith. But now over the last two games, 18 targets, he's got 14 of them for 199 yards. So that's a whole lot of targets and production going to Devontae Smith. So I think with him, he has the least amount of competition for targets in the game amongst the top wide receivers. So I think that he is the guy that I like stacking with Jalen Hurts a whole bunch of my lineups.
Tom Spalding in the chat is asking for a DVD pull. Says any Kevin Bacon will do. I know I got Footloose behind me. I don't know how many Kevin Bacon movies I have other than that, but Footloose for sure is back on the wall.
Is that your favorite Kevin Bacon movie?
Oh, I mean, how does one choose? It's like picking your favorite kid.
I'm sure you have a favorite. They're not watching. You can say
honestly, it depends on the day of the week. Yeah. Depends on the behavior, time of day, all that good stuff, for sure. Yeah, I mean, you're constantly ranking them, but you love them all the same. Let's go to the tight ends, and here first for Tampa. You mentioned no Rob Gronkowski. So Cam Brate's getting some love. He's the top projected tight end in terms of, obviously, the Tampa side, 6.5 points. He's $10 right there at the minimum. O.J. Howard, though, is potentially a sneaky play if you're looking for a punt. What's your view of the Tampa tight ends?
I mean, I think the first thing we have to look at is that the starting tight ends for both these teams are out right now. Like we mentioned with Dallas Goedert, is that he's not expected to play today. We know that we aren't expecting Rob Gronkowski. Well, neither of them are playing. I don't know why I'm saying expected. Just kind of phrasing. I'll fall back on them. Dallas Goedert.
Gronk is definitely out. Goddard is assumed out, but it's not definitive yet. It's a COVID situation, so he would need another negative test for tonight. It's not going to happen in time.
Yeah, he tested positive, was it 2 days ago now? So the idea that he's going to turn around and play today, very unlikely. So I'm right now under the assumption, no Gronk, we know for sure. Dallas Goedert almost certainly isn't going to be playing today. So this opens up value at the tight end position. That's where we've got people in the chat asking, how does the optimal lineup not have wide receivers right now? And it's because it becomes a stars and scrubs lineup on Yahoo. We've got both the quarterbacks, and you look at the tight ends, and then the running backs. Leonard Fournette is an excellent play today. So you got Zach Ertz now, who's at $14. He's going to be the starting tight end and likely take on most of the targets and workload that we're seeing from Dallas Goedert. And Zach Ertz, even though the production hasn't been there for him to this point, he hasn't been getting more looks in the passing game from Jalen Hurts than I've really realized, because you know he's been a type of player this year where I haven't considered Zach Ertz for very many DFS contests, and he hasn't produced all that well. So he's somebody who's kind of out of sight, out of mind. But then you look at the numbers, while he hasn't done much with the targets, they've been there the last 3 weeks, 7 targets, 8 targets, 6 targets. So that's also why I consider no Dallas Goedert here. Zach Ertz appears to be in a big role. And then with Cameron Brate, I see the value in him at $10, and I think he is the best punt play on the slate on Audi. There's nobody who I think is a better value option at $10 than Cameron Brate. But I'm a little concerned that there was no Gronk last week, and Cameron Brate was targeted one time. He ended up catching that one target for 12 yards, but still there wasn't a whole lot of production there. So I like Ertz more than Brate, and if I had to play somebody for $10, Brate would be the choice. But I'm not sure that I'm dying to play a whole bunch of Cameron Brate today.
Is Ertz going to get to, you know, kind of that with what we've seen in the last couple of weeks, and obviously Goddard projected to be out, is Ertz kind of at that Binky level status for Ertz tonight, do you think?
What do you mean by Binky level status?
Well, I mean, like, could he get 10 targets tonight?
Oh, for sure. I mean, like I was saying, he's got, what is it? So 21 targets over the last three games. So he's averaging 7 targets over the last three. Dallas Goedert, if you look at his numbers in recent games, he was targeted actually less times than Ertz, but he was doing more with those targets. But still, you know, that's still somebody who is soaking up 5 targets or so per game. Those have to go somewhere. And I just think it makes sense to give some of them to Zach Ertz. Some of it goes to Devontae Smith. Maybe some of like Quez Watkins steps up. But yeah, I mean, Zach Ertz, in terms of his mid-range play, there aren't that many pass catchers to look at, because we've got Zach Ertz is at $14. And then if you look at the wide receiver options, Jalen Reagor is at $14. Quez Watkins is at $14. I certainly like Ertz more than those guys. So in terms of the other players that are priced around him, I think Ertz is pretty clearly the top play.
Let's go to the DSTs. There's a pretty clear favorite among these two, and I'll preface just by saying I don't think you need to roster either one of them in a single game showdown. And quite frankly, given this could be a potential shootout, I think this game could have a lot of points. I probably would not roster either DST, but obviously if you're going to, the answer is Tampa, and projected for about 8 points, $17, high, you know, more expensive than a lot of the key skill players we've been talking about so far. Eagles on the other side, $12, projected for only 5 points. I mean, that's a stay away situation right there. But do you give any consideration to Tampa? Is it just, you know, contrarian trying to win a GPP type of play for you?
I mean, not even. It's a very low priority play. Like, you're building 150 lineups, you end up with 5-6% Buccaneers defense. It's not the end of the world, but you shouldn't be that much higher than that. And the main reason to like them in this spot is just because the Eagles are expected to throw the ball so often. And it's the only way for defense to really score points in general. Fluky things could happen, like fumbles or kick return touchdowns. But in general, the way defenses score fantasy points is with the opposing team throwing the ball. That leads to interceptions, that leads to sacks. And this is a spot where we're going to expect the Eagles to throw the ball a lot, as is. Jalen Hurts has pretty regularly been throwing the ball 35, 40 times a game. They're also underdogs by 7 points. So just because the Eagles are going to be throwing a lot, that sets up some scoring opportunities for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But still, like you said, they're priced at a certain point where there are already value plays we like that are in the same price range. So low priority play. I'm not going to be getting to very much of the Buccaneers, and no interest in the Eagles defense.
Want to let you guys all know quickly, hockey, of course, is back, and with the NHL back in the swing of things, NHL DFS, very much a thing. $3 when you use the promo code CROSSCHECK, all right? That is CROSSCHECK, all caps, one word, CROSSCHECK. Just wanted to show you I could spell it, but also tell you how to do it. CROSSCHECK, all caps, at checkout for 75% off your first week of Osmo Plus NHL. Gives you access to everything we have to offer for NHL DFS. Includes our player projections, ownership projections, top stacks, lineup builder, premium Slack channel, all of it. Just click the link in the video description below to activate it. The offer is good through October 18th, which is only a few days away. So stop guessing, start winning, and join Osmo Plus today. All right, Greg, before we get out of here, superstar. A lot of people are going to default to the quarterbacks. We both are in agreement that Hurts is probably the better one, just in terms of, you know, a fantasy standpoint tonight. And he'll obviously, at least we assume, he'll be playing from behind. So he's going to be passing the ball that much more, having to play catch up with Tampa Bay. So are you going with one of the QBs in the superstar spot, or, you know, could someone like a Leonard Fournette be attractive to you?
Well, if you look at our projections, we have the quarterbacks being the top scorers in this game over 80% of the time combined. They're also going to be very popular. So going with either of the quarterbacks, that is the most sensible option for cash games. In terms of tournaments, that's what most of the field is going to do. If I'm looking to be a little bit different in tournaments, Leonard Fournette is the one that stands out the most to me. Like I said before, he is the the skill position player that I'm getting the most exposure to. Also, this is a game script that sets up for Leonard Fournette to potentially get 20 plus carries like he got 2 weeks ago. So I think looking at Fournette there would make sense, but in all likelihood, it's probably going to be one of the quarterbacks. I hope not, because I like it to be a little more contrarian with not a million ties for first place.
All right. Very good, folks. That takes us to 3:30 Eastern. We're about out of time here. So we appreciate everyone for joining us. Hit the like, obviously, before you take off. Want to remind you, we have partnered here with Yahoo Fantasy. That is what we're doing this NFL season. It's why this show is around. It's why tomorrow's is around, that I do with Eric Lindquist every week, a full hour talking about the Sunday main slates. We got that to look forward to in 23 and a half hours, 3 p.m. Eastern tomorrow. Once again, one free month of Osmo Plus Platinum. It's available to you if you are a new Yahoo user. We've given you the information, but it's available to you in the link below as well. So, Greg, any parting thoughts for the people?
Good luck tonight.
All right. Very good. I second that, and I just hope we get a good football game. Thanks to our producer, Jordan, just for being him. And thanks to Greg, who's going to be around on about 14 more shows before you see me again tomorrow. See you guys later. Be good.